Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. For this segment, it's just going to be you and me. And I wanted to talk to you. We got Jeffrey Zabar is going to be with us after this segment. But for this segment, I want to talk about, I want to continue to talk a little bit about what I mentioned at the beginning of the hour. And that is you, small business owner. I wanted to take just a little bit of time this week and talk about you. And tell you about what's going on, remind you that this is Small Business Week. This is National Small Business Week. This is the week that you and I should all celebrate what we do, the ability for us to do what we do, the fact that you and I, we may have challenges, and hopefully we have opportunities. You know, we got failures, we got successes, we got little ones of both of those and big ones of both of those. In any given day, right? It happens to all of us. We have, you know, sometimes we wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror and we say, what, are you nuts? Have you lost your mind? You've done that, right? I've done it too. I do it. I still do it sometimes. Are you out of your mind? Get a job. But you know what? You know what I like about what I do? Whatever happens, the good, the bad, and the ugly belongs to me. They're mine. The mistakes are mine. The successes are mine. The creative ideas are mine. If one of my employees comes up with a creative idea, it accrues to my business. And then my business helps make their payroll so they can put braces on their children and they can have a better life. And I'm telling you, folks, I think that must be the fundamental thing that I think about when I wonder why I'm doing what I'm doing. Is because whatever happens, it's mine, it belongs to me. And I have more influence over this than I would if I were working for somebody else. I've done that. I was a good employee for 23 years. Heck, maybe longer. I'd have to do the math on that. But the thing is that, and I was a good employee. I enjoyed working for other people. But I've been on my own now for almost 20 years. And I'll tell you, it's... With all the bad stuff, with all the scary stuff, with all the dangerous stuff, as many times as I've had everything I've ever had, ever have, or ever will have on the line, and I still do, just like you, with all of that, I still wouldn't do anything else, and that's me though. That's how I feel. Maybe you feel the same way, but there's something else about this week that I like talking about, and that's how proud I am of you. How proud I am, small business owners, of each and every one of you. If you're home-based and you got no employees, it's just you, I'm proud of you. If you got a half a dozen employees, you're 4 or 5 years old, I'm proud of you. If you got 100 employees and you've been in business for 60 years, second, third, fourth generation, I don't care. I'm proud of you. Because you are what makes the U.S. economy what it is right now. And you know how many folks there are in our population, in our world, in Small Business USA, just this country. Do you know how many there are in our world in Small Business USA? This is my math, ladies and gentlemen. 100 million. 100 million. I arrive at that math by the 25 or 6 million small business owners and about 70 million employees of small businesses. And then you throw into that the people who want to start a small business, who are planning, working on right now, the 2 or 3 million probably in the United States who are actively working on starting a small business right now. All that together, that's 100 million, right? That's one-third of the population of the United States. One-third. That's a lot of folks. You ever thought about that? in the aggregate, there is no bigger sector in the United States. And in the aggregate, all of us create more economy than any other country in the world, including the United States. Our part of the U.S. economy is bigger than the other part. So Small Business USA is the largest economy on the planet Earth. Now, I've done, that's my story, it's my math, but I've done enough research and I've asked enough economists to check behind me, and they basically say that's accurate. So that's small business owner. That is why I'm so proud of you, because of all the things that you do, all the things that you accomplish, and all the braces that you help employees put on their children, all the college educations that you help provide, all the food that you put on the table, all the customers that you serve, all the hope that you create, all the work that you do, the courage that you show. Small business owners, that's the reason I celebrate you this week.
This ain't no place for losers, or the innocent of mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.